Come on in, friends. Come on in. Come on in this room and tell me what's new and good with you. My name is Krishanda Torres, your friendly health and wealth coach, and this is Couch Convos with Chris. If this is your first time tuning into this podcast, I help African-American women over 40 get rid of sugar and debt because, as my favorite poet, Lizelle Graham, said, every woman who heals herself heals her children's children. Now, I know you're used to me stopping right now and doing the medical disclaimer, but today we're not going to be talking about a medical topic, so therefore we don't have to go through the formality of the medical disclaimer. Now, we have in this month, February, today's the last day, covered a lot with heart health, with your gut health, and so you may be feeling a bit overwhelmed from all of the great information that you receive. But I want to take this time, friends, and encourage you that you've got this. Your health is a journey and not a destination, but I am here as your guide on the side. Now, as you know, my heart, my plate, and my hands are super full with H3, which is health coaching, holiness, and homeschooling. But I'll be honest, friends, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love my tiny terrifics. I love how the Lord has given me the opportunity to be actively involved in educating them and training them in the way that they should go so that when they're old, they will not depart from it. Which brings me to a very important topic today. Parenting, parents, parental rights, and the organization known as Moms for Liberty. What do you guys know about Moms for Liberty, friends? Well, let me just start by telling you there's a lot of misinformation about this organization. So I thought today, the last day of February, as we get ready to transition into March, which is National Nutrition Month, and all the things we're going to talk about with nutrition, that we should leave and close out this month on a positive note about a positive organization whose focus I'm aligned with because it's about parents. So let me start there. Parental rights transcends the political spectrum. It doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, because when it comes to the children, that's all that matters. We are united as parents when it comes to our kids and doing what's best for our kids. So I am the vice chair for my local chapter of Moms for Liberty. That's how important I believe parental rights is. So first thing first, you got to get involved. All change begins at the local level. So let's talk about Moms for Liberty. The mission of Moms for Liberty is dedicated to fighting for the survival of America by unifying, educating, and empowering parents to defend their parental rights at all levels of government. That's the mission, okay? When we talk about who we are, a lot of people have a misconception that Moms for Liberty, because of the name, is just for moms. So let me go ahead and dispel that myth right now. While it started as an organization for moms, Moms for Liberty members are moms, their dads, their grandparents, and their community members. Moms for Liberty was founded January 1st, 2021 by two of fabulous women that I've begun to get to know and have come to love as friends and fellow mamas and patriots. And that's Tiffany Justice and Tina Deskovic. And they were both former Florida school board members. They saw some things that weren't going well, and so they did what we should do when we see things not going well in our local level, is get involved and be the change instead of sitting around whining about it. So that's how Moms for Liberty came to be. Now, where are we? You're probably like, okay, that's great, but where are we? I didn't hear about it, Krishanda, until you mentioned it on this podcast. Well, again, we launched January 1st, 2021. We're everywhere. At the time that we launched, we're roughly about 100,000 parents, about 200 plus chapters in 40 states. And what do we do? Okay, Krishanda, that's great. You got all these chapters. You care about parental rights. So what are you advocating for? How do you stand up for the things that are important to me? Well, that's great, friends. I'm glad you want to know how we fight. The way that Moms for Liberty fights is, number one, we hold leaders accountable. I know that's a four-letter word for some people, but accountability matters. And what that means is we hold decision makers accountable, or we work to replace them with liberty-minded individuals. Catch that. If they won't do the job that they're supposed to do, then we will advocate and work to replace them with people who will. We spread awareness. We spread awareness and an understanding of the limited role of government. The founding fathers' goal was not big government, little citizen. It was big citizen, limited government. And that those people who create policies that impact people, because that's what politics is, it's about policies that impact people, that they would have to go back and live under those same policies. And if they had to live under those policies, then they would understand why it's important to have a limited government. So we spread awareness about the role of limited government and an understanding of why we need a limited government. We oppose government outreach. We stand together against government outreach and intimidation tactics like what we witness with this quote unquote pandemic. We promote liberty. We promote teaching the principles of liberty in our homes, in our communities. Let's get back to hashtag making civics great again and understanding how this nation was founded and why America is different. Why of all the nations on the earth, this one is different. We engage on key issues. We engage our communities and elected leaders on key issues that impact our families. We say families matter. Okay? And we activate to public service. We activate liberty-minded leaders to serve in elected positions. Now, I told you I was the vice chair for my local chapter. And so you're probably like, well, what do the chapters do, Krishanda? Well, it's really simple. At the local level, the chapters fight the culture war. We expose and educate. Okay? What do we do? What is exactly does that mean? Well, we deep dive into curriculum. We're not afraid to go look at the curriculum and say, this is probably not appropriate for children to be learning at this level. Okay? We speak at local state school boards. Absolutely. We educate community on issues and we expose and shine a light on concerns because that's what we're called to do. Shine a light in the darkness. Okay? If need be, we will engage in letter writing or phone campaigns and hold Madison meetings. We support parental rights legislation because, again, parental rights is what we're all about at all levels of government. We identify and recruit friendly teachers and liberty-minded candidates, and of course, we hold rallies. At the state level, we get involved in legislation. We create Moms for Liberty state legislative committees. In addition to being the vice chair, at the local level, I am also the state delegate for the legislative committee that we have here in South Carolina. And you're probably like, well, what are the priorities at the state level? What would be the priorities to be concerned with at the state level? Well, I'm so glad you asked. I'll take a pause and share with you. Now, I told you what our mission is, but let me tell you about the five priorities we have at the state level for South Carolina. School safety. Okay, that's number one. All children and staff deserve a safe learning environment. We support legislation that will prevent any further tragedies and reduce violence. Everybody should be on board with that priority, okay? Integrity in education. We want truth and history taught to our children. Like I said, not ideologies made to cause division and bias. No child should be made to feel that they are unable to reach their full potential because of their color of skin or their religious beliefs. So we want integrity in education. Again, footstop, parental rights. We believe in protecting the fundamental rights of parents. They have the God-given authority over what is best for their children, and now is the time to codify that into law. Teacher pay and retention. Oh, you thought Moms for Liberty was against teachers? Absolutely not. Again, another myth I'm here to dispel. We advocate, and that's one of our priorities, teacher pay and retention. The only way to improve our education system, folks, is to make sure that we have quality teachers instructing our teachers. And to do that, we need competitive wages and means to retain those great teachers. And then finally, school choice. We believe that every child should have the opportunity to get the best education possible. So we support legislation that proposes these opportunities. Now, you would have to check with your local chapter of Moms for Liberty to see what their legislative priorities are, but I'm almost sure that they align with ours, okay? We create legislative agendas for each state. Again, that's what we do at Moms for Liberty. And we build relationships with the state and garner support for bills. And then, of course, elections. We impact school board. I'll say it again. We impact the school board. We do interview and vet school board candidates, and we do endorse school board candidates. And I'll just be very clear again. Moms for Liberty is a nonpartisan organization. We do not endorse Democrats, Republicans, Independents. We don't get involved in that, but we do get involved in the school board because that affects parental rights and our children. So we do endorse school board members only. So where are we going? I've shared with you our mission, who we are, where we are, how we fight, what chapters do. So let's talk about even our legislative priorities, in particular for the state I'm in, and let's talk about where we're going. Where are we going? We are expanding our army of moms, dads, grandparents, and community members to all 3,130 counties in this good United States. That's where we're going. That's where we're headed, okay? We are taking back the culture. We want to restore core American principles in the classroom, which is a prerequisite in order to have that cultural renewal and revival that we need so much in this nation. We want to improve the quality of education in America. Look at what we're dealing with right now. 45 million Americans are functionally illiterate. Two-thirds, the fraction of fourth graders right now on grade level who cannot read on grade level. 85% of Americans cannot read above an eighth grade level. 50% of juvenile offenders can't read at all. Again, we want to improve the quality of education in America. That's the stat from the National Literacy. We need to get back to the basics so that we can graduate well-educated and well-adjusted students who are able to deal with their life. And we want to take back school boards with parents. School boards with parents. Take back school boards with parents, not special interest groups pushing their own ideologies. Again, ideologies made to cause division and bias. It's time out for that. We need to get back to the basics. And so, because of people like me, like you getting involved with Moms for Liberty, let me share some results, because you're like, oh, that sounds great, Krishanda, but what have they done? I didn't hear about it until you mentioned it today. So what has Moms for Liberty really done? Well, let's talk about the year of the parent. 2022 ended up being the year of the parent because of people, moms, dads, grandparents, and community members getting involved with their local chapter of Moms for Liberty. There was, remember how I told you we started in 2021 with a certain amount of chapters, states, and members, right? Well, now let's look at our report card, our end of year report card for 2022. We now have, we've made great progress this year in reclaiming public education in communities around America. As I said, 2022 was the year of the parent. Because of the help and support of all those involved, we have much to celebrate. So we grew. I told you about the chapters when we started. Well, we've grown to 260 chapters in 43 states, y'all, in under 2 years. In under 2 years. Can you believe that? 275 school board seats were won this year by our endorsed candidates, by our Moms for Liberty endorsed candidates. 56 school boards flipped to a majority that will defend parental rights. 6,743 children's books were donated to schools. 75,000 pocket constitutions were donated to classrooms. And 5 bills were signed into law in Florida, championed by Moms for Liberty chapters in Florida. Moms for Liberty members have been appointed to state boards of education and state-level decision-making committees. Now, these are great accomplishments, but we do know we have a long way to go. American students experienced staggering drops in math and reading scores this year, as I just gave you the stats from the National Literacy Department. So we must work together, guys, to shine a light not only on the woke ideologies that are being taught in public schools, but also each community needs to have a clear understanding of student achievement or lack thereof. Our nation cannot and will not continue to thrive, as I said, with two-thirds of its children, I gave you the example for fourth graders, unable to read on grade level. There are 3,000 counties and 13,000 school districts, y'all, in our country. So we need you. If you're listening, if parental rights is something that's on your heart, advocating it for your children is something that's on your heart, we need you to join your local Moms for Liberty chapter or start a Moms for Liberty chapter if you don't have one in your county, to help us expand the good work we are doing so that every single school district in America can do what's best for our children. So I want to thank you for listening today, and I want to thank all of my friends, family, parents, and community members who helped make 2022 the year of the parent. Because honestly, as I started, This is how I'll end. Parental rights transcends political party, friends. So, if this podcast added value to you, friends, or resonated with you, I invite you to join me again. And I also invite you to join me and do one of the following. Join my focus and support group at krishandatorres.com. When you go to my website, krishandatorres.com, you can click on the link at the top of the tab that says groups and join one of my focus or support groups. You can check out all of our exciting events that have to do with health and wellness at krishandatorres, all one word, .iin, healthcoaching.co. And you can check out the link that I'm dropping into this podcast mentioning today's organization, Moms for Liberty, at momsforliberty, all one word, .org. Remember, friends, only what we do for the kingdom will last. And what does that mean? What do you mean by that, Krishanda? What we have to change the trajectory of our children. We don't want to leave our children in a disadvantaged position. We must do our part as parents. That's our God-given responsibility to train them and raise them in the way that they should go so they can go out in the world and thrive. 2/3 of them cannot read on grade level. We should be up in arms. America is not number one for education. And it's going to take you, and it's going to take me, and it's going to take getting involved in organizations like Moms for Liberty to make the change. So I hope, friends, I pray that you've heard this message and that you won't sit around and not be involved anymore from this point forward. That when you hear people saying things that are untrue about this organization or about what we do, you'll say, you know what? I remember a podcast I listened to. And you know what? Instead of joining you in bashing this org, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get involved and be the change that I want to see because I want my children to have better. I want to do it for the kids. Everybody likes to do things for the gram. That's the expression that you say, do it for the gram. Do it for the kids. Get involved for the kids. And Moms for Liberty gives you an excellent opportunity to serve. So with that, friends, until next time, cheers to your health and wealth. Thank you.